Hello and welcome again, Pastor Deborah here. Yeah, once again, I see a lot of you have stayed. Yep, we're starting another class, yeah. We are working our way through the Kingdom of Agape Love. It is the section on the website that has two volumes, Prayer and Fasting, Volume 1, and Volume 2. We're in this section called Prayer and Fasting the Lord's Way. Pastor Deborah wanted to help people. You remember now she had been a licensed clinical mental health counselor. And she had been helping people most of her life and then as a professional, as a clinical mental health counselor. But I never seemed to fit in with all the theories and how they help people. I always wanted to pray with people, read the Bible to them. I always believed there was healing, even when the doctors said there weren't. So God had me to put that down, probably about 1993, 94, and to begin learning how to help people the Lord's way. Little did I know that I would end up here, in a video, teaching you what I went through. He took me through classes, which you can see on all the videos, on all the playlists, and in the King's International Spiritual Care University, you will learn about many of the basic programs, classes I had to learn, and the intermediate classes I had to learn and take. Then in the advanced classes, things I had to experience and to do from what I had learned. These videos are all those years of testing, studying, and in this one, prayer and fasting, I had to learn I wasn't doing it right. And I had to learn a whole new way of prayer and fasting because I was ignorant. Now, it's hard to admit that you don't know, even if you go to Bible school, get all of the degrees to come out and realize you don't know anything. You don't know about the kingdom, about the Bible talking about a kingdom, the Bible talking about that you are a king, the kingdoms that are down here. You don't learn anything about demonic spirits, the spiritual world, because what has invaded schools is reasoning, science. And if you believe in the spiritual, the supernatural, they believe you're nuts. And you're definitely no earthly good, because that is ridiculous. That's superstition, fairy tales. Yeah, but I had to learn about that world, the unseen realm of the spirit. And I had to learn about its laws that govern it, about the beings that were in it, and how my spirit was and had to act in it. Took a long time, but I learned. I want to pick up, we were working through the scriptures that Pastor Deborah had always believed were foundational in my learning. They may not be foundational in your learning. God may choose to take you different ways through different scriptures. That's up to Him. He's the one through His Word that will lead you and guide you. If you're asking questions, did you know I used to ask God how He would do things? Yeah. Like I asked him one time, how did you change that mortal dead body of that young man named Jesus Christ in the tomb into an immortal body? I was curious. Well, about 3 weeks later, I'm watching a science show about putting clothes and green beans and other items into a vacuum with a high heat, sort of a furnace. When they came out, they were back to their basic charcoal coal that had been their original makeup. And I hear from God, "That's how I did it." And I go, "Did what?" I had forgotten my question to him about how he changed this body of Jesus into an immortal. Sometimes you'll ask a question, he'll wait till you're watching a show, maybe a archaeology show, a science show, and he'll help you to understand. He wants you to know the truth. So he said, "That's how I did it." I go, "Did what?" "Changed the body. High heat and a vacuum. Sort of like lightning, angels." I go, "Okay, that makes sense." Now, he didn't tell me exactly all the details. I probably couldn't understand it, wouldn't believe it anyway. But if you're asking questions, he'll answer. He's not to keep you in the dark. You have to become a seeking heart. You have to want to know why he does things, how he does things. Okay? And Pastor Deborah started doing that with him. Little did I know that was some of the basic steps in learning how to help people the Lord's way. But before we get into today's teaching, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all those that you have brought here today into the garden. It is a beautiful day here. It is breezy and cool. The flowers are singing. All of life is here. We thank you for bringing the spirits from wherever you decide to bring them, all around the world. Father, we thank you for your lessons, your teaching, out of your word. For your word is supreme and king over your head. And your word is filled with life and knowledge and wisdom and understanding. We thank you. And help us to perceive and hear what you're telling us, to take it in and form it in our spirit and change our spiritual hearts and minds into the mind of Christ, a new creature that's being renewed into the ancient truths of eternity and not the ways of the world. We thank you. In the name of Jesus, amen. All right. Let's pick up. We're going to do a quick review and then we'll get to verse 8. We left off when we had finished talking about when you see the spiritually naked, those who are not wearing the white robe of spiritual righteousness and the spiritual garments of praise of this Lord of resurrection, and I spiritually cover them not with these clothes of light, then I am not unyoking them from their bondages of wickedness. I'm not helping them to be fasted off of their burdens and their yokes of bondage. And it said, I'm not to spiritually hide myself, my light of you, Lord, that is shining out in the darkness into the ignorance. My light is to be like a high city that's set on a hill, a great tree of your spiritual righteousness, you're telling me. My own flesh must eat from this light, this spiritual tree that's in my spirit. My soul must go to it and eat from it, get what it needs to be peaceful, to fight the stress, the anxiety, which is fear of death, the loss of control, the fear of being hurt, the rejection. My soul must go to the light in my spirit, and the lust of the soul, the eyes, the flesh must be burned up, denied, and shrivel up. You're telling me I'm to do that in me so I can help others do that in them. So I'm to shine out through my words, my actions and my deeds of my flesh and my soul, these white light, these garments of righteousness then I will be able to help others. So that was sort of a review. Now let's pick up with verse 8. We're working through Isaiah 58, 1 through 14. We're in verse 8, and I'll read it and comment on it. Then when I do this, and I have that tree of righteousness, my soul is eating from it, not the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which is outside of the soul, but is and my robe of righteousness and light is shining out. He says, then shall your spiritual light, your righteousness, my salvation, my truth, spiritually break forth as the morning. It will come through my spirit to my soul, out through my physical body to you guys. Whether I'm in a dream and my spirit is doing, it's coming out of my spirit. All this is for the spirit, the clothes of spiritual righteousness, the clothes of garments of praise. It's all on the spirit. And it's to break forth to my own soul and then to others. And your spiritual health, it's healing with its wealth, knowledge, and understanding and wisdom, the riches of light, which is knowledge, and agape, love, joy, and peace. They will spring forth from my spirit. They will come out to my soul. My soul will be able to speak that out, provide that out to others who don't have it, who are still heavy laden in darkness and wickedness, and haven't yet been able to fast off or had their yokes broken. They're wearing clothes of shame and humiliation and tormented by fear. And he says, then when I do this, and my righteousness, my salvation from death, spiritual death, separation from the presence of God, through Adam's sin, my spirit was cast out from that until it was born again. Then when the spirit was in that condition outside of the presence of God, the soul was sinning and had lots of sins, trespasses against the laws that was for the flesh. So it was a mess. So first the inside, the spirit, he says. Death had to be conquered. I had to, the old me, spirit, soul, and eventually the physical body. All. My spirit died, became Deborah. It was Jan. My soul died, it was Jan, and it had to become Deborah. Everything had to get in place in the rightful order. Life had to come back in. All the yokes of oppression and bondage to people, things, places had to be cut. Powerful stuff has to happen first to you before you can help other people this way, which is the Lord's way. So now when I'm in this new right standing with God in life, in his presence, with his laws of the kingdom of heaven back in my spirit, and I'm living out of them, obeying them, love, joy, and peace, following the word, and my spirit is getting stronger, the light is getting brighter, that light that is shining out shall go before me. Could go before me as my reputation. Go before me in the spirit, out into the spiritual. Tell you a story how that works. I used to just go to church and pray for multi-generational Satanists. They were the Illuminati, the International High Court of the International Brotherhood, the High Council, the High Priest and Priestesses that would bring forth the Antichrist, the False Prophet, and the Beast, who also were all inbred with each other. They were from each of the 12 children of Israel. They all had powerful demonic spirits. They were into vampirism, drugs, child pornography, human trafficking, sex, anything that would be horrible to most people. They were the shadow that's behind all that you see in the earth. I didn't know that. They were Satan's chosen elite. And they worked through their many demons. They each had control over. One controlled all the homosexuality. One controlled all the drugs in their territory. They worked under principalities and powers of demonic spirits. And the only way they could survive was through disassociation, for they were horrible, like the Manchurian candidate. They had created parts. They had dark side parts and light side parts. I fell in love with them, the spirit that was in there. They were in terrible bondage, and they could not get out. So I would go to church and just pray for them, for God to reach them and touch them and help them, even get them saved. I didn't know how. It was all over the world. I was dealing with world leaders, Supreme Court judges, presidents, prime ministers, big CEOs of companies, judges, policemen, doctors, pediatricians, vets, school teachers, everything. Politicians, political leaders. I had to learn to keep my mouth shut. I knew who these people were. I was working behind the scenes. I was praying for them, for their spirit. I knew from reading this the condition of their spirit. I had been set free. I had been loosed from my bands of wickedness. I had been fasted off the fear of death and people and wanting things. And I would just go to church and pray for them. Those in the goth, those into LGBT, those into error, those that were in the Islamic, the Hindu, the Buddhist, the Scientology, anybody that did not know God spiritually and were trapped by this kingdom of darkness and its king, Satan, and his demonic spirit, I would just pray. I never talked to them at the beginning. And then when I started talking to them on the phone, they would tell me they could feel the prayers. It was like earthquakes were coming into their darkness, into their world. It was disrupting everything. I don't know what that meant. I don't know if I prayed to send angels to meetings, to stop the meetings. They said they could feel them when they were flying on private jets across the world. They could feel them when they were sleeping in their trances. They could feel them when they were drugged up. They could see evidence of somebody was praying in their meetings. Meetings were being stopped. Angels were showing up. And they took the source back to Pastor Deborah. And the attack started. But I saw that my light and love was being shown out just through prayer, out into the world of darkness that they had never experienced. They were afraid of it. They didn't know what it was. They were not used to it. And I had to be gentle with them. This one guy named Chris, he was so sweet. He was so afraid for years to allow this love I was carrying, this light that was shining to him, to allow it to touch him. Because he was afraid it was going to hurt him. He had been hurt. All of them been hurt and lied to about love. Their love was demonic and beastly and horrible. And they were afraid of just allowing themselves to be loved. Their worlds were turned upside down. Things were happening that had not happened for a long, long time. Just through my prayers, my light was shining out. It was going before me. It was shining into their world, and things were happening. The glory, the presence of the Lord was also becoming my rear protection, my guard. And he was my shepherd and my watchman. And what was happening is, I had gotten loosed. I had learned how to fast off people, my own family, being accepted in a church, having places in the community, having friends, high school reunions, high school stuff, college stuff. You know, when I got this, I went and tore up and shred up every photo album of my life back through college, through high school. I even shred up my marriage. I had made a plaque, needlework of my marriage. I fasted off my marriage. I killed my own son in my heart. That's the Abraham Isaac experience. I was asked by God, how much did I love him? Could I do what Abraham did and take his son Isaac to a mountaintop and slay him in order of obedience? God will test you with your children, your family, your own life to see what is most important to you. I remember I was in my room on the floor. I said, "Sir, I love you above everything." And I raised the knife in my heart, brought it down, and killed my own son in my heart. I had to fast myself off of him. He was about 10 years old. My emotional soul connections were cut. He didn't matter anymore. Only these people in the darkness mattered. Only they mattered. My son was saved and would go to heaven. But I had to put all my energy, studying, efforts, prayers, desires to what God wanted. He wanted to send me into the darkness of Satanism, multi-generational Satan, voodoo, homosexuality, the occult, human trafficking, politics, deep into the spiritual Illuminati, the world leaders, the global government of Satan on earth, into the very dark kingdom of Satan and his demonics. He was going to take me there, bring him into my life, and I had to have nothing else that was important to me. I had to trust God with my family and their lives and their future. I gave up everything in the world, my identity as a mental health counselor, never picked it back up, gave up friends, family, everything to focus on him and his purposes. And I got there. And even to this day, I don't have the same soul attachments or spiritual desires for those that I had to kill in my life or church. I have to stay focused on letting my light shine, going into the spiritual darkness and reaching people that do not yet know of him. Do you know how many people that is? That is probably 3/4 all of humanity on the planet Earth. There's a lot that I don't do, and there's a lot that sometimes I just pray. Sometimes things are happening, and I get a word from God, bind up everything. Yes, sir, I bind it up. Sometimes I've learned whatever I needed to learn in the natural, like I can't help these people in the natural. Peanut butter won't do it. Buying them a car, putting them in my house, paying for apartments, paying for college, buying them food, groceries, paying for trailers. None of that helped them. It was all needed, but I had to learn that was not what I was called to do. I was called to go into the realm of the spirit, to set these captives free, loose them from their bondages, their yokes to Satan, his demons, and do deliverance. And you will learn through all of this Kingdom of Agape Love, Volume 1 and Volume 2. You'll hear the stories. They are all true. You'll see the scriptures that supported me. You'll hear about my Abraham and Isaac experience. You'll see my slow progression to becoming one with him to do this work. You'll hear about my anointing to do this work. You'll hear about my heart's desires to do his work. But right now you see that once you get free from and fasted off your bands of wickedness and your yokes of oppression to some people, other things, anything earthly, and you yoke yourself to him and his desires and his purposes and his ways, then he leads you and guides you to get the job done. Even to this day, I am at work, working with the little spirits behind the scenes, in the spirit, during the time they're sleeping. Sometimes I don't get a lot of rest. My mind is not on the earthly things. Sometimes I do watch the earthly news to see what Satan is doing and what man is doing and reasoning and science. And to understand things. Then I'll go to God and he'll explain to me what's going on. I'll ask him questions. Are you behind this? Who's behind what's happening? What's the goal behind all of this stuff? So I ask a lot of questions. You must have a seeking heart. So this ends verse 8. And we're going to be going next to Exodus 14:19 and continue on. But right now, let's end with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, all those that are here or watch this later, if they desire to have the bands of wickedness broken off of them, to be unyoked from anything that's not of you and your word and your purposes, and to have new clothes of light and righteousness and glory upon their spirits, and they desire to have a tree of righteousness springing up inside their spirit, that their soul may eat from, be basked in the light from, and then become and desire to help others. Father, do your work. This is what you've called them to do. Help them. You know what to do. Their just hearts are desiring it. So we thank you, Father, that you are at work and that you are doing your work here on earth, your way through us, and we are in partnership as one. We thank you, Father, for this lesson of prayer and fasting, the Lord's way, part number 11 in the School of Light. And we'll see you again out there in lesson number 12. Bye, everybody. God will answer your prayer if that's what you want. Yes, he will. Okay? See ya. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening and watching this video. It is an honor and a pleasure to have you stopped by today and watch. This is Pastor Deborah, and I hope you come again and watch many, many more videos and learn and grow spiritually and hear how she has helped people spiritually, the Lord's way, for many, many years. Come again, watch another one, and we welcome you to be a subscriber to the channel, to make comments, and if you wish to contact Pastor Deborah, please email her at her email address for the ministry at PastorDeborah@agapelovishere.org. You can also see these videos on Twitter and on the website in the many different sections that they are put into. Enjoy, and it was once again an honor to have you watch and listen. Thank you, and come again to another video of Agape Love, Love is Here Ministries, a ministry of helping people the Lord's way that Pastor Deborah has been doing for many, many years. Love always and forever, Pastor Deborah.